It's time now for our Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Morton Niekamp Funeral Home, celebrating a Pokes victory last night.
How Rick about Lloyd, that?
How you doing? How are we doing at the Price Center these days?
The Price Tower's doing great. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Oh, man. We had the new year. We had all of the holiday stuff. And, of course, being careful as careful could be. How did we fare over the holiday?
We had a really good Christmas season. Our gift shop did quite well. People really, turned out and, considered buying things for folks. Our new gift cards were really popular as well for people to just purchase those to give out as gifts. And we continue to see folks looking to those to purchase as well.
Well, that is wonderful. Wonderful. Now, what we always have something going on.
We always do.
I mean, it's a nonstop little center of activity.
Yeah. Well, we had New Year's Eve as well. Mm-hmm. Which was really, really fun. Mm-hmm. The hotel was sold out, and Chef Jordan Keen did a fantastic job with dinner up at Copper. So that evening was really well. So the thing that's coming up is Valentine's Day. So mm-hmm. I know it's early, but
it's never too early for love.
Yeah, the candy's already out at the grocery store. So so you got to prepare. And so that's what we've done the Price Tower is really, there's no better place for you to spend a special evening or a special weekend mm-hmm. than at Frank Lloyd Wright's only realized skyscraper. I mean, you just cannot go anywhere else and eat in a building like that or stay in a building like that. And so we're doing a stay and dine and love weekend package.
Sweet.
And so go online, take a look at see what we've got. Our hotel is already about half occupied for the weekend. So if you're interested in getting a room, go online and really take advantage or bring in some friends of yours that you might want to spend that time with.
Well, that sounds great. That just sounds great. I understand that we might have a little something going on with a few of our partners over at the community center coming up a little bit of music too.
We do. We have the symphony that's also on that Saturday night, the 13th, uh-huh. is having their Valentine's, and we've partnered with them mm-hmm. and are offering an opportunity for people to come up and have dinner for their season ticket holders. Mm. And so we'll be doing that on the 13th as well. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a special pricing for them. So if you're a season ticket holder, it's $65 for two folks to have dinner, salad, entree, and special dessert. And so that'll be a fun one as well. And then Sunday, which is really Valentine's Day, Sunday the 14th, mm-hmm. Chef is going to have a spectacular opportunity for folks to enjoy brunch. And, so we'll have it from 9 to 3 on Sunday for a real nice Valentine's lunch brunch.
That sounds great. That just sounds great. Yeah. I tell you what, you've got a remarkable place there. And the thing is that so many out-of-towners know where we are.
Yes.
But it's not just for visitors. It's for people who live right here in Bartlesville who drive by every day.
Every day.
Go inside. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is so unusual.
Yeah.
And, you can learn so much, and there's so many fascinating elements that Frank Lloyd Wright and the folks that, put this together with the Price family mm-hmm. that, it just astonishes me sometimes when I see new things and I learn, some new architectural elements that he put into the building mm-hmm. that you didn't really, know before. Mm-hmm. And he was a fascinating individual. And, the more I see and hear people that had connections with him and with Price Tower, it is really just it's a fascinating story. And the history of it is, 19 stories tall. And, it's a fun opportunity for folks to really take part of that history.
One thing that's so neat about Frank Lloyd Wright is he gets down to the granular detail.
Mm.
If you think you've seen it all, you haven't.
Yeah.
Because you will come back and you'll say, well, why didn't I see that the first time? Well, you were taking in the big picture.
Right.
And maybe you got drawn to a few of the smaller things, but he gets it right down to the head of the nail.
Yeah, and when you see all the things that are connected, especially in the Price Tower, I mean,
indeed,
he did that
yeah.
in all of his works, but, he created the furniture specifically for the Price Tower when it was built. And so it's not furniture that today we would look at and say, oh, that looks really comfortable. I just want to spend an afternoon watching football in it. But the desk chairs and the furniture that were there for mm-hmm. the offices are quite unique. And I just am fascinated by the chairs that he built. The backbones of the chair are a metal recreation of the tower. And so the structure, kind of the spine of the chair, look at, yeah, go online and look at, you know, Price Tower
chairs. I would have never even guessed that.
Yeah, and when if somebody points it out to you, it's just like, ah, I see that. I mean, he puts that level of thought and detail into the furniture, into the, all the elements that are surrounding that.
My goodness sakes. And every time you come in, we always learn just a little bit more.
I know.
We just break it down just a little bit more. I like that.
You know, the thing is, the building was the tree that escaped the crowded forest. Mm-hmm. And that the whole concept of it was built around a tree, you know, the trunk and the deep roots that it has. But the fact that the building is tapered mm-hmm. just like a tree, so it's gradually gets smaller as you get up each of the floors. So each level of the building, it's the exact same floor plan, but it's smaller and smaller and smaller until you get up to the 19th floor.
I'll be done.
Just like a tree. Amazing.
Rick Lloyd is with us here. He's with the Price Tower. And, of course, we got some things that that are lined out here for Valentine's Day, but we also have quite the arts going on all the time at the Price Tower.
We do.
What do we got going on art-wise?
So we're going to be working for this first quarter of the year and revamping the first and second floor of the art gallery.
Oh, good.
So we're going to be, we had our last exhibit that that ended the 4th of January. Mm-hmm. So that we're finishing clearing that out, and we're going to be repainting and just doing some upgrades and some enhancements to it so that we can do a couple of new things that we're going to be coming out with in the second quarter of this year. So we're excited about that. I'm not going to...
Can't tip the hand yet.
Yeah, no. We're going to be doing some things with our restaurant. We're going to be doing some things. You know, the plaza is going to open back up. Hopefully, you know, when the weather starts getting nice here in maybe, you know, late March or April, May. Mm-hmm. And so we've got that. That's, you know, that's in the works. And we're enhancing the kitchen that is down there to work on that. But we're also really trying to open up the archives that we've got and to bring some of those things into the second floor of our gallery so that we can show those things off to folks in reference to Frank Lloyd Wright, the Price Tower, the Price Oil Company. We've got a lot of archives that are just fascinating about how this all came about, how the Price family connected with Frank Lloyd Wright. And so we've got some things that that we're going to be putting together in reference to that.
So the team's been busy is what you've been
saying. We're going to be busy, for the next 3 months as well. We also have one of the things that we're really excited about is the Ronnie and Glenn Cox, their art collection is going to be on display at the Price Tower. They've been patrons of the Price Tower for a number of years, and Ronnie recently passed away, and Mr. Cox has just really met with us, and we've talked to him about him and his family about how can we, you know, really honor mm-hmm. Ronnie with her. It was really her art collection, mm-hmm. and so we're going to be putting that together and having that on display in April, May, and June.
Great.
And a number of the items will be for sale. Mm-hmm. with the proceeds going to the Price Tower. And so we're very excited about that and putting that all together and really honoring the Coxes and their love of art, but also their love of the Price Tower.
Wonderful. Are the tours, I know with the COVID, we've had to kind of modify things. How are we doing there?
We're doing well on it. We're taking all the precautions. You know, our staff has spent a number of hours each day cleaning the facility so that we're mm-hmm. ensuring that we're, you know, as clean and as sanitized as we can. Mm-hmm. We've limited our tours to 4 people on each, you know, most people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so we are also doing private tours. Mm-hmm. And so if you and your, you know, significant other or you and two friends want to just do a private tour, you can do that without having anybody else on your tour. And so we're doing private tours, and we can accommodate you any really day or time for those. And we do our normal tours from at 11 and at 2 o'clock. And so the nice thing about that is that you can go on a tour and then go to lunch, or you can go to lunch and then go on a tour in the afternoon, and really just, you know, kind of make a make an afternoon out of it. So we have a lot of people that that are doing that, and so you know, we really encourage folks, take advantage of it. It's an hour or an hour and a half, depending on which tour you choose, and it's fascinating and really enjoyable. So take advantage of that as well.
And of course, the gift shop's always hopping. And folks, if you haven't got them yet, I don't know why it is, but everybody who visits there has to take home a pair of Price Tower socks.
I know, aren't they great?
They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got some new selections of socks. We sold out at Christmas, and so we've got a new selection of socks, and so we're excited to show those off and let people take advantage of that as well.
Very good. Well, that's just a small portion of the socks. We got a little bit of everything there, but it really, truly is a nice little gift shop, and it's well worth popping in every now and again to see what's new, because there's always something bit new.
You know, one of the things, too, that a lot of people don't realize is that the Price Tower owns the building that is to the north of us. It's called the Annex.
Yeah.
And we've got a new tenant that is in there that's leasing about 3,000 square feet of that space, which is Copper Cup Images. And so we're thrilled. They came in and they redid the space, took out some walls, they redid the flooring and the ceilings, and they've kind of tried to do it to pay homage to the Price Tower, but also to Frank Lloyd Wright in some of their design features.
Cool.
And so Copper Cup Images, and they're the ones who do the Be Monthly magazine, and they do a number of website designs and those kind of things. So we're thrilled to have them in there. They've been in Bartlesville for 20 or so years, so they're not new, but they're new to us. Mm-hmm. And then we have the BAA, the Bartlesville Art Association, right, which is in kind of the other part of that as well. And so we're thrilled to have them as a partner of ours in, you know, the arts and the things that they do with a number of their workshops. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to pass that on, that we're, you know, keeping those building or that building alive, and, you know, with some nice art or art design features and company in there as well.
Rick Lloyd's with us with the Price Tower. You know, we got a little bit of time here, and I want to just kind of go back to the patio dining.
Oh yes,
because here in a couple months, it'll be at least time to think about it, and perhaps even doing it. But I thought last year, coinciding with the beautiful green space with the stage and everything else out there, that was a pretty good offering that we had. And now, I know you can't tell me a whole lot more than the kitchen is expanding downstairs. I just can't imagine what's going to be on the menu this summer. I get the feeling that it's going to be kicked up a few notches.
Well, it is going to be. We've got a lot of things planned just simply because, you know, last year was, you know, our introductory to the Plaza Dining. You know, it was outdoor dining. We really we're learning a lot in reference to how to facilitate that, and, you know, with COVID, so we had that added element in reference to how can we do this that's most comfortable for our guests. And we surpassed the number of guests that we even could have imagined out there. I mean, people came and really enjoyed the space. We had one group that would come every Wednesday for lunch, six or eight of them, and they loved it. And, you know, Chef really tried to craft his menu around stuff that he felt like people would enjoy. It was unique to the experience upstairs in Copper on 15, but it was still the Copper food, Chef's, you know, creations, and were more around fast and casual so that people could come, enjoy, be with their kids. And so we're going to enhance that and try to take advantage of the downstairs elements to the Price Tower in reference to that, so that we can really exploit the fact that we've got this outdoor space. And if you think about it,
it blends in so naturally with it all.
It really does. And it's a unique opportunity to view the tower from an angle that most people really never did, because the street was always there.
Yeah,
and you just kind of drove by it and didn't really see that one.
Couldn't appreciate
it. But it's, you know, every corridor of the building is unique, especially from the exterior. And so being at the base of it and looking up and enjoying that is really going to be, you know, a more enhanced experience. And I think as we get through, you know, the spring and then to the summer, I think people are really going to enjoy that. We're looking at putting an awning over there to help with the shade.
Cool.
You know, we did the misters last year, which really did
that
help with
well.
With the temperatures. Mm-hmm. But the awning will help for the, you know, just for the days when it's a little misty, but also when it's a little too sunny for most people's necks, and I'm one of them in my bald spots. So, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can in order to, you know, make people's experiences enjoyable. And, you know, it's the only place that you can really eat outside and dine in a, you know, in a really nice environment that you don't have car exhaust fumes, you know, that you're trying to choke down while you're eating your lunch or dinner.
That's true.
So
all you got is this big old green open space on one side and this big beautiful building on the other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is quite unique. And you know, with the scooters that are, you know, lining the downtown area, the I took one yesterday to an appointment that I had that was just a couple of blocks from the tower. Uh-huh. And it was a lot of fun. And so, you know, regardless of where you are downtown, mm-hmm. or, you know, kind of in this area, we're just a scooter away, and makes it really easy. We are a hub. And so our guests are really enjoying just kind of going around downtown area on the scooters as well. But, you know, if you're I almost rode one over here today. I thought I'm going to, but I decided it's a little chilly, but I did it yesterday, and it is a little chilly. But, you know, with face masks, does help with the cold. So they're fun. They're fun. If you haven't tried them, they're a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Rick, how do we find you on the web?
So our website is pricetower.org. And that gives you access to anything in reference to the hotel, mm-hmm. anything in reference to our restaurant, which includes, you know, the menus for our lunch, our dinners, and our brunches. And then anything in reference to our tours and the elements around just the history of the building. The other thing that it allows people to do is to become a member. And I just continue to encourage people to really, you know, we have memberships that start at $50 a year, and people can donate. And it is the one thing that people can do in addition to supporting it by, you know, patronizing us, is to support us financially, because it is critical that, you know, especially in this time, we're a hospitality building, and everybody knows what's been happening to restaurants and hotels. It's vitally important that we continue to help support this, you know, this beautiful structure that we have in our community, not only for us, because it is ours, and we should take pride in that, but, you know, to have it for the rest of the world to experience. And this is amazing to me, but I looked in December and November, and we had guests, even though it was, you know, not mm-hmm. tourism season, and it, you know, it was COVID, we had guests from 43 states who stayed with us in our hotel in November and December. Mm-hmm. So we get guests from all over the country, and so help us to continue to provide that tourist attraction for our community. It brings in a lot of visitors, and we want you to be a part of that.
Very good. It all starts with a visit.
There you go. All starts with
Maria
a visit.
Maria Gus told me that the day I came to town.
And she's right. I'm having lunch with her tomorrow.
All right. Tell her
so
I said hi.
I'll do it.
Rick Lloyd with the Price Tower, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We got more coming up.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace.